It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time to win the podcast.
Let's do it.
Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Talk about America. We're talking cruising on cycles, man. The open road. Yeah. That screams America, brother. I love
it.
Anyway, give Gilson a call if you need your motorcycle worked on, 269-876-0882, or find him on Facebook, Gilson Cycle.
Gilson.
You know, the 4th of July is coming up, and should we do 4th of July facts? Let's do 4th of July facts. Since we're not going to be here Friday to do our 5 facts, 5 opinions, I just love facts, so let's do this. Let's do 4th of July facts for you.
The 4th of July falls on the 4th of July every single year. Fact number one.
He's some kind of damn moron. Ridiculous. All right, fact number one. The Declaration of Independence wasn't signed on July 4th or in July at all.
Huh? Yeah. And then a couple guys hold out, too, when there were a few guys like held out to the very end. We're like, all right, I'll sign it.
So you got that famous image of them presenting the first draft of the Declaration of Independence for July 4th, 1776. Mm-hmm. It actually was, let's see, vote for independence on July 2nd. And then it got signed on August 2nd, and then, so it was there. Yeah, whatever.
You know what's funny? 20 years, kids won't even be able to read it because it's in cursive. Cursive is gone now. They didn't even teach it in no more.
We'll have to make a new one out of emojis.
Right. Forget the Declaration of Independence. They don't need to read it.
Yeah.
We're just not even going to teach cursive anymore.
I'll be honest, though, even I have a hard time reading it because that cursive is cursive, man. Like when I do cursive, like those are Z's. Those look like R's to me.
They got that 1990 cursive. Yeah. That's some straight up. Dude, that was like an art.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy, man. And that was done with like a feather from a bird. Weird. Mm-hmm. The first 4th of July celebrations weren't much different than today's. They had fireworks. They had booze.
Bud Light seltzers.
They were drinking natties all day long. they had ships decked out in patriotic colors. They had fireworks, streamers all over the place, music. Yeah,
fireworks were invented a way lot longer ago than I originally thought. The Chinese or something?
BC
something they were having
fireworks shows. Yeah, dude, like way back in the day, man. Crazy. How'd you like to be that guy lighting off those fireworks, man? Like, all right,
you sure,
man.
This is safe?
You drew the short fuse. You gotta go light those off, man. Like, no.
Unfortunately, 35 faces got blown off.
Yeah.
On the first fireworks show ever.
900 people died on the first fireworks show. It was terrible. let's see. I'm trying to find some other ones. The stars on the original American flag were in a circle so all the colonies would appear equal. There's a fun fact.
Yeah, and it was 13 of them, so they couldn't really fill that whole square up. So it would look random if it was just randomly.
Yeah, he's got to fill some of those spaces, man. let's see. What's another one? President John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe all died on the 4th. Wow.
Really? Shooting off fireworks?
Yeah. They were all drunk and shooting off fireworks, and that's how they died on the 4th of July.
No.
I like this one. I've known this fact. Benjamin Franklin proposed that the turkey be the national bird, but it was overruled by John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, who recommended the bald eagle. You know, I bet you Ben Franklin was just punking everybody. Like, he was, like, joking, like, yeah, guys, I think it should be the turkey.
He kind of has that smug look.
Yeah. Yeah,
50.
Dude, he loved banging cougars. I'm pretty sure he had syphilis. You know, the guy drank like a fish. Of course, he's like, yeah, let's make it the turkey. Come on, guys.
The turkey. Dude, we eat the turkey every single year. Ben, what are you doing? Can't be eating the national bird.
Oh!
Eagle's just so badass, dude. It's just, if you look at an eagle, damn.
Remember when we were on the golf course that one day? And we pulled up, and there was that eagle up there. It was a baby eagle. It was just a youngling. And he's sitting there just wolfing down that rat or whatever it was. Yeah, man. This thing's got talons.
Talons?
Does the bird have large talons? Yes, it does. That'll rip your face right off.
Give America that one, though. Good choice on the old bird. Yeah, they did it well back in the day.
Let's see. Here's another fact. In 1776, there were 2.5 million people living in the new nation. Today, the population in the USA is 316 million. Dude, 205 million. That's so small.
Yeah. But then all you people came around and started having 9 kids.
Hey, it's America. You can have as many kids.
Oh, you got 8. I need one more.
Do all the fucking you want. That's the American way. Jeez. Let's see.
You need to go see a doctor. That's what you need.
Just doing all that fucking. What? Okay. Fireworks are part of the tradition of celebrating the national holiday. The U.S. imported $227.3 million worth of fireworks from China in 2012.
Wow. Dude, what? Dude, fireworks are crazy. What? There's such a.
I love them like, so much.
I know, but women don't. Women love to watch it.
Well,
but as soon as a husband goes out to go buy some, do it immediately. It's like, how much are you spending?
Yeah.
You're just going to burn that up? Like.
Yeah, exactly. Women
are crazy, dude.
Women love watching the fireworks, but they don't like the setup that we do, and they don't like the money that we spend. To be fair, I spend quite a bit of money on fireworks that you literally are lighting on fire. And you can be very dangerous with them, which usually after, you know, 15, 16, you know, Bush lights, you're not probably going to make the wisest choices when it comes to beer.
There's something about the bottle rockets. It's just fun, man. Yeah. It's a projectile that you get to light. And I don't know. Maybe it's something like with the display. Yeah. How they like package everything. And, you know, you get to see everything. And you get this big box. It's like, you know, yeah. I don't know. It's like you're a kid again, man. It's crazy.
You get to be almost like a explosive expert for a little while. I mean, when you go into a fireworks store and they have something in there called Satan's Butthole, you're going to be like, oh, this is going to be awesome. This thing is called Satan's Butthole. I cannot wait to light this off around my family members. That includes old people and small children. This is going to be epic.
Right. They could have a package that says 50% of the time you're going to blow your hand off. You're like, I want that one.
I want that one. Get one. Perfect. Blow them up. Put them in the trunk. Yeah.
Dude, the guy blew both his hands off.
Actually, yeah. If you had a firework that said 50% of the time you're going to lose a digit and you bought two of them, you're losing a digit, man.
Right.
That's just simple math. Yeah. That's hilarious, dude.
But then you get the guy who blows two of them off. Yeah, you're like, dude, you got the raw end of the deal.
Fuck. Barbecue is also big on Independence Day. Approximately 150 million hot dogs and 700 million pounds of chicken are consumed on this day. Damn, son.
Damn.
I gotta get a lot of lips and asshole. There was a shower thought that I was gonna use today, and I could. It's like if you put a sausage in a sheepskin condom and then stick it in your ass, you have 3 layers of intestine in you.
God, dude, it's just terrible.
Fantastic. Let's see. Every 4th of July, the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia is tapped 13 times in honor of the original 13 colonies. You can't really ring it because that big old crack in there, but.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, don't tap it too hard.
Yeah. Just crumbles like, oh, no. Not too. All right. I think that's good. That's enough facts, don't you? That's good. I feel very patriotic right now.
My skin is turning red, white, and blue.
America! And again, for everyone out there, I know we're going through some shit right now between the pandemic and the riots. But deep down, we got to remember that we're all in this together, and this is a good holiday.
It's one thing we all have in common.
Yeah.
One thing we can all just set all of our differences aside.
Yeah, let's say,
you know what? Hey, we're all American for the love of God for one day.
And I realize that when the Declaration of Independence was written, it was a different time, okay? There was slavery. There was a lot of, you know, things in there. But I think at the core, I think really
the meaning behind
exactly.
it is good.
And of course, we can adapt. I know people always say, well, when they wrote, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's like, yeah, but you can still, let's take it. I mean, there's still a good message in there. You know, we're all men created equal. And I think in this day and age, we realize that. We just need to focus on that a little bit harder. So this 4th of July.
How about this? you can do the things you can do every single day that you enjoy because you live in America.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about you're just because you're a fucking born and very fortunate to live. Like, if you were born in another country, I think those people understand more.
Yeah.
Because they come over and they're like, damn, dude, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But if you're born here, sometimes you kind of take it for granted and you let that get away from you. Don't let that happen. For the love of God, this is the greatest country in the fucking world for a reason. And you know what? Celebrate it and appreciate it.
Yep.
Sorry for yelling at you.
It's God, so angry. So angry. So American.
People just don't understand, though. They just walk around like, I deserve all this. No, you don't.
So to all of our American brothers and sisters, everyone out there, every race and sexual orientation and creed,
absolutely,
whatever, every, except you gingers. Yeah, goddamn gingers.
Well, why? What's your thing?
Fuck you, gingers.
No.
Everyone out there, even the gingers, happy 4th of July. We love you. And be safe and crack open a cold one and light off some sparklers and enjoy your freedom, all
right? You know what they should do? You know what they should do on, like, 4th of July? They should all do, like, we'll say, like, 9 o'clock on the 4th of July. Everybody crack one open and cheers.
Yeah, that's what
cheers
we need to
everybody
do.
Everybody around. Like a whole nationwide cheers.
Babies to grandmas, crack open a beer and cheers to America. And also, too, we cannot forget to mention and say thank you to all the men and women in our armed forces who fight to protect our freedom and allow us to drink beer and blow off fireworks and everything like that
really,
on this day.
Really deeply have an understanding of what is going on and what this is all about.
For
so
sure.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All our vets out there, thank you. So, all right. I feel patriotic, so let's get out of here and enjoy our weekend. Everyone be safe, have fun, and we will see you next time on the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycles. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
Gilson.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right?
It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.